Welcome to the Cosmic Collective podcast. I'm your host and psychic medium, Mads, and in this podcast, I'll be teaching you everything you need to know about your incarnation here on Earth. We are going to talk about all things finding your soul purpose, manifestation, quantum physics, and of course, reprogramming your subconscious mind so that you can live the life of your dreams. We'll be here every Monday, so turn your volume up and get ready for the transformation of a lifetime. Welcome to the collective. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Cosmic Collective podcast. I honestly feel like I have not sat down and recorded in a very long time. I feel like it's been at least a month, which is just insane. And life has been, well, lifing, let's put it that way. And I'm really excited to continue this kind of trajectory in the conversations that we are having around just a lot of the distortion that is really presenting itself in the spiritual / religion world. I feel like I have a lot of important conversations that are topics that I want to have conversations on. And today I wanted to talk about false spirituality or the detrimental effects of New Age spirituality. So I have some questions from you guys. A lot of the questions could be topic episodes of their own. So if I don't answer your question at some point throughout this episode, please know I'm dedicating an entire episode to it. So lucky you, winner, winner, chicken dinner. And I want to, do I need to preface? I feel like I give so many prefaces in my episodes of like, you know, sharing things. I share things from an objective standpoint, and this is what it is, and this is what it is, and I'll tell you when I'm being subjective, and I'm not judging anyone, and it's all love, but like I'm really sick of the bullshit, and I feel like that's the preface for today. If you're new to the podcast and you haven't heard me preface things a million and ten times before, sorry, I don't really feel like going through the spiel right now. So I hope that you receive this episode with the love that I am infusing into it. My intention in bringing up these topics of conversation is because spirituality is inherently very sacred, not just to me, but to a lot of people. It predates religion. Sorry, not sorry. And, you know, my work and mediumship, I also take with great honor and great privilege. It is very sacred work, and the ethics and morality that create the foundation or the core of spirituality and mediumship are so important to me as an individual, as a guide here on the planet, as a soul that exists in all of this, you know, universe, whatever thing that we're experiencing, the multiverse. And I get really infuriated by individuals who talk about things that they have no right talking about because they are still confined to the perspectives of their ego. They do not have a greater awareness or understanding of themselves, let alone the concepts that they, you know, deem themselves qualified to speak on. And because of that, there is so much distortion, lies, manipulation, inaccuracies that are being shared as fact in spirituality that are not. They are oftentimes wounded opinions coming from people's own perceptions and lived experiences. Again, that is why I find it so important to differentiate to you when I'm being objective and channeling something, you know, from the higher dimensions that is just objectively, cosmically true. And when I'm sharing an opinion based off of an experience that I've had in this incarnation or another incarnation that I've had. So moving into this, a couple of months ago when I started really preparing this transition in my content to be more in alignment with my purpose in truth telling and truth sharing, there was very interestingly enough, was that English? I don't think so. But interestingly enough, at that point, 2 months ago, there was, and I think there still is, a lot of controversy surrounding this individual, and a lot is coming to light. I didn't think it was going to be happening this soon. There is a lot that is coming to light about elites, celebrities, and the world that I didn't expect to see until 2030, you know, from my perception of time. It's happening a little sooner than I had expected, but I know objectively everything is happening in perfect sequence. So do I want to? I feel like, I mean, it's out there already. It's not really like me putting someone on blast. So I will, I think I'll decide. I'm not sure if I'm going to share the name or not of this podcaster, this spiritual quote thought leader. I don't believe that this individual is a thought leader at all. But he has a podcast. He has a book, Think Like a Monk. So you can just put two and two together of like who I'm talking about. And it has come out recently that he's a complete fraud. And, you know, when I spoke about this and I shared this on my Instagram, I had mentioned how I called this person out in 2020, not like online, but like if you were a part of my platform in 2020, you know that I said that there was something off about him and that he was full of shit and that he was inauthentic and it just like was bad vibes. And turns out he has plagiarized so many other authors. There's just so much that is going on. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because a lot of the big names that you know in spirituality and honestly the self-development world are not even behind their own ideas. They have oftentimes marketing teams that come up with these concepts and just market the fuck out of the celebrity who becomes the face of this concept. And spiritual, big names in spirituality, not all of them, but a lot of them, have really built this popularity through ego. And now we are witnessing the fall of that, because when you build something out of ego, it will fall and fall and fall again until you learn the lesson of living in alignment and doing things with integrity and authenticity. And this is not to say that what this individual teaches is inherently wrong. That's not it. It's that it's not his original thoughts. It's not his original perspectives. It's not his original terminology. His life story is fabricated. His work is plagiarized. He is inauthentic. And I knew this about him years ago, because anyone who is, ooh, this is like a direction in the conversation I did not anticipate, but it makes sense that it's coming in. Anyone who is awake, aware, conscious to the degree of understanding how this world works, the infrastructures, the elitist systems, government, politics, etc., fully sees and understands the role that elite celebrities and politicians have in the downfall of humanity. And because of that awareness and that objective truth, when you see that, you kind of lose all interest in them. The fascination of them, it's not there. Even those who maybe don't see how all of these infrastructures work together to be against, you know, the general populace of humanity, will come to some point in their consciousness, in their spiritual journey, where they remove people from pedestals and they recognize that every individual is a soul having an experience here, and that any amount of celebrity does not make someone more interesting, more credible, or more successful, or more important than any other human. You know, the homeless person on the street is just as important and sacred as the A-list celebrities. In my personal opinion, the homeless person is a lot more sacred, actually, than the A-list celebrities. So this is how you can kind of tell when someone is I'm not going to say inauthentic if you see celebrities and you're still so obsessed with them, because it's not that it's inauthentic. It's just that that's the point in your own consciousness and your own evolution of consciousness. That's where you're at. But there is a great need to, at some point in the lifetime, I think, move beyond that so that you can understand with greater clarity the systems of this world and how they function, and how the people that you are maybe idolizing are people that, if you knew what they were doing behind the scenes, you would honestly quite truthfully have no use for. And with that, I kind of want to talk about how it was so ironic in 2020 and 2021 and lately, just, you know, with all of this new age spirituality, of celebrities starting to talk about manifestation. And don't you think that that's kind of convenient? How everyone goes through, not everyone, but a large portion of the population starts to go through the Great Awakening in 2020. They start, you know, learning more about the holographic reality of the third dimension and of Earth, and how we are interdimensional beings, and how we can manifest, and how our subconscious mind is the projector that creates our physical reality. And then we have these celebrities that coincidentally want to come out and say, yeah, actually, manifestation is how I became this like famous, successful actress and bought my house. And it's like, so why weren't you talking about that 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago? Why was it an elite secret? Why is it only now time to talk about it? And I know people can come and say, well, it's because society wasn't in a place. Bull fucking shit. The elite dictate what society is ready for. They withheld and continue to withhold information so that it can benefit them and nobody else. And so I can tell you right now, the celebrities, a good portion of them that are taking part in energetics, sound healing, chakras, spiritual this, spiritual that, truthfully, my objective and professional advice here is run for the fucking hills when it comes to the products and the things and the experiences that they're creating. It is not coming from an authentic, light, love-filled place. And so this news about this podcaster, this quote-unquote thought leader, this author, was not surprising to me, because he is very obsessed with A-list celebrities. And, you know, we know historically and culturally that monks go through an entire process of detachment from the material world. And anyways, he was in London when he was quote-unquote going through his monk journey, which is just, anyway, so funny. So that begs the question, what is New Age spirituality? What is false spirituality? They are interchangeable terms, and it is when people start using spirituality from an ego-based place that is intended to get them to fit in and seem woke. No one who is actually aware and awake is going to tell you that they're aware and awake. They will say things like, I have an understanding of that, or yes, I understand that, or I can see the bigger picture. You're not going to hear people who are on an authentic spiritual journey being like, they just don't get it because they're not woke like I am. Shut the fuck up, please. Like, you know, like whenever, and everyone goes through this process, but being truly aware, truly awake, truly spiritual is to recognize that everyone is in the perfect place of their journey, which is why I hold no judgment to these individuals or what this person, you know, this, you know, quote unquote thought leader is experiencing right now, because that's that's his lesson. That's his life path. That's what he's got to sort out for his karma, right? It's nothing to do with me. Does it bother me that he has done something out of integrity in a domain that is highly sacred? Yes. Do I also know that based off of the universal laws that that will be karmically balanced and he will be held accountable? Yeah. So I have nothing to worry about. And it also doesn't directly impact me because I follow my own intuition. I have a very beautiful ability, like all of you do, to discern for myself who is authentic and who is not. People in New Age or false spirituality will believe that they are better than other people because they are spiritual. And the thing is that these are the people who are furthest from spiritual. And the same can be said with religion too, right? Sometimes the most seemingly religious people are the most vile, cruel. Look at Ruby Frankie and the case that just went on with that. If you don't know who that is, trigger warning for child abuse, like torture. Insane, right? So that's something to look out for as well. It's not just in spirituality, it is also in religion. New Age spirituality also often promotes superficial and low frequency ideologies, manifesting for the wrong reasons. And I think we'll have a conversation in the future as well on like manifestation and capitalism, because manifestation is not white supremacy. Manifestation is not capitalism. And that kind of also ties into the conversation of like the divine masculine and divine feminine archetypes are not anti-feminist. They are not, it's such an interesting, we could probably talk about that actually. Let's talk about these low frequency ideologies. So the idea that manifestation is like related to capitalism and in some twisted way, white supremacy is so beyond, like, it's so unfathomable to me. Manifestation is the exact same as prayer, okay? When you manifest and you manifest from a place of not trying to manifest something against or for or with someone, something particular, or to look a certain way or to be perceived a certain way, but you are manifesting and desiring something simply out of the goodness and pureness of your heart because you wish to experience it. It does not hurt anyone. It does not go against anyone. There is literally nothing wrong with that. Manifestation is happening all around us all of the time. It's literally how energy is formed into matter, which is quite literally just quantum physics. And I will be at some point in the duration of my career be creating a manifestation course for you to teach you about all of this. I don't know when it will be coming, but it will at some point, because, you know, manifestation, like the 555 method or something super low frequency, like the whisper method or give him a crystal and he'll fall in love with you, is wrong. It's New Age. That's what New Age is. And that's the bullshit. That's the bad stuff. I don't want to say bad stuff, but it's like, it's just low vibe. It's not right. It's not filled with pure intention and integrity. Other low frequency ideologies is that star seeds are related to Hitler and white supremacy and genocide. Guys, for the love of absolute fuck, can we just understand that your soul does not originate from this planet? Therefore, it comes from the cosmos, which is synonymous with stars, which means your energy was seeded from the cosmos, seeded from the stars. Therefore, you are a star seed. Has nothing to fucking do with Hitler. Oh my God. Oh my God. And also shout out to the person who brought that question into my DMs, because I really appreciate your openness in talking about me with this and what you had seen online. It's not related at all. It is just it's an interdimensional fact that your soul does not originate from this planet. It is temporarily in a human body. You will return to the natural form that you have as light, as soul, or just as pure awareness and pure consciousness on the other side. That you might even go and incarnate and go back to a home planet at some point. Like, that's starseed. It has nothing to do with anything that has or has not happened on the planet. That's a conversation, you know, what happens and why things happen and why do bad things happen on the planet if God exists? That's actually really interesting conversation that we could have. I'm not ready to have that conversation yet, but when I am guided to, I will with you. The concept that the divine masculine and divine feminine archetypes are these gender-conforming ideologies that are anti-feminist and rooted in misogyny and the patriarchy is so fucking far beyond the objective truth of what the divine feminine and masculine are. The divine feminine and the divine masculine have absolutely nothing to do with sex or gender as it is expressed in the human experience. It is the terms used to define the reality of polarity that exists on an energetic level across the entire universe. Positive, negative, dark, light, masculine, feminine. It has nothing to do with sex or gender. The problem with this is that people are taking a very ancient and objective macrocosmic concept, and they are projecting society's, I guess, need to conform and restrict identity onto a spiritual principle, a universal principle that has, it's just being misinterpreted. They're projecting this really far left ideology here is projecting the frustration with the restriction of gender roles in society on a concept that predates the entire human civilization. Okay? Your soul is genderless. However, it will vibrate on one end of a polarized spectrum a little bit more than another. And again, when we say positive and negative, the mind says, well, that's good and bad. It's literally like electron proton. The electron is the feminine, is the yin, is the dark, is the void, is the passive, is the intuitive, is the womb, is the birth. Whether you're human or just pure consciousness as a soul, that does not change. The masculine is the positive, the proton. It is the light. It is the doing and the visionary and the action and the planting of seeds. Again, that exists whether human civilization does or does not, whether gender identity does or does not, whether sex does or does not. It has nothing to do with social norms and social ideologies that pertain to any sort of way that a human female and a human male need to identify, operate, or express themselves. These are false, new age, low frequency ideologies. And they come from people who are so chronically online, who are so wrapped up in the wounds of their own human experience, of needing to be the victim, of not wanting to step into their power, of not wanting everyone to have access to the same information and having everyone of equal value and of equal importance, right? People in spirituality who compete and who feel the need to be the best are not coming from an integral place. Because when you are truly living in alignment with your higher purpose, your greater purpose, your life's mission here on the planet, your soul purpose, you're living your soul's contract, you know that no one can do what you do. No one does it in the way that you do it. No one has the wisdom that you have acquired through the very specific lifetimes and the trainings that you have in a way that you'll be able to present it to humans. Everyone has access to wisdom, yes, but the way that everyone shares it and synthesizes it and what they action with that wisdom is so different and so unique. People who are in integrity in their spiritual paths, in their spiritual missions, in spirituality, authentic spirituality, don't compete because they know there is no lack. They don't experience lack, therefore they don't need to prove themselves. Therefore, they can welcome the thoughts and ideologies of others and not feel threatened. Therefore, they can be challenged and be held in different opinion with other people in this community and not feel threatened, right? But people who are in spirituality because they want to be important, this is the thing. This is the piece. I think this is the biggest takeaway that you could hear in this episode is that no authentic spiritual guide that I know has ever had an experience where they woke up one day and said, I'm going to be a spiritual leader. It just happened. It fell into their laps because it was their destiny. People who want to become spiritual leaders are doing it because they think it's going to give their ego some sort of importance or validation, which is really reflecting something that they need to heal more deeply. You will know the difference whenever you interact with someone or you consume someone's content online, if they are coming from that integral heart space or if they're doing it because they want to be important, right? It's kind of like manifestation. Do you want to be a millionaire because you want to buy all the Louis V and the Louboutins and look important and look rich? Ego, low frequency. Do you want to be a millionaire so that you can feel the freedom and the absolute nervous system peace of being provided for, of being able to help people around you, provide for your family, invest in the greater higher dimensional systems of this world, whether energetically, emotionally, and or otherwise? High vibe, heart space, integral, right? It's all about the intention. And, you know, a lot of what we're seeing with the new age spirituality has so much to do. I saw an app the other day. Oh my God, I near lost my shit. Maybe I'll post this as a story because I saved it as a draft. Wasn't ready to start another controversial, whatever. Anyways, I'll post it at some point. But it's an app that says, this will tell you if you're incarnated with your twin flame. And just like another FYI, no astrology chart or anything other than a soul contract reading, not even with me, just in general, can tell you whether or not your soul is incarnated in two bodies at once. And also, you shouldn't need someone outside of you to tell you. Oftentimes, the people who are looking for this validation are not. There are 8 million twin flames on the planet, guys. 8 million. That's it. Teeny tiny little number. 8 million. 8 million humans. That's it. Technically, 4 million souls. Is it 8 or is it 16? 8. So, the New Age spirituality is making out to, you know, they're mislabeling toxic and abusive and what's known as karmic relationships as twin flames, when in reality they're karmics. I know that because I've had one. I know how intense they are. I know what the trauma bond feels like. I know what the soul tie feels like. I had one, right? I'm also a twin flame. I can tell you, if you were to look at a photo of me and the other human that my soul is in, you would look at our eyes and you would be like, what the absolute fuck? How is that the same person? Because that's what it is. It's not a recognition of another being because it is not another being. It is a recognition of self. Anyways, that's a whole other conversation that I'm sure we're going to have again at some point. But I have some spiritual red flags that I want to list out for you. And take them as you will. Again, I am not here to tell you what to think, what to believe, what to feel. Question everyone and everything, including me. I welcome it. I encourage it. It's how you're going to find your discernment, your own intuition. But these are red flags that I have witnessed over the last several years in this field. Daily tarot readings. You don't need to pull a card every day. You don't need to do a tarot reading every day. You don't need to do a tarot reading all the time. Your FYP tarot readings are not there because they're meant for you. They're there because TikTok has an insanely accurate algorithm. You watch a video for 7 to 10 seconds, that algorithm tracks it as you're interested. You like something, you save it, you watch an entire video, the algorithm tracks it. It's not destined. On that note, when you do find something, you come across something online, readers who say this message is for you, fuck them. someone comes across your For You page and they say, hey, I have a message. Tune into your own intuition and see if this is for you. Love them. Ego versus integrity. Another red flag is someone who makes you feel like you need them for answers. So if you've ever had a soul contract reading with me, you know that a big part of our readings, I will tell you how to hear your soul and your intuition, your spirit guides better, how to tune in more, how to hear them more clearly. Because at the end of the day, one, I don't want you to rely on me. And two, you don't need to rely on me because every answer I am giving you, you have access to. So any guide, any mentor, any reader who says, you can't have that answer, you can't find that on your own, you'll need me for that, run for the fucking hills. Trust me. A reader who doesn't know what spiritual vetting is and believes that there are only good spirits. I will leave that as it is. Someone who is aware and is in this work for all the right reasons and has been, you know, properly guided because this is what their soul is meant to do, knows that that there is polarity. They know how to protect against that, and they know how to only work with unity and should only work with unity. So a reader who says, quote, spirit just doesn't understand, end quote. Spirit literally knows everything. Spirit knows everything. Okay? So that's someone who is talking out of ego and not actually channeling. Astrologers on social media who have programs to help you make 10K a month. Listen, can you use astrology to maximize your prosperity? 1000%. But I'm getting really sick of seeing people use astrology and spirituality as a way to garner materialism when they did not manifest that materialism in their own path of alignment. They've done it through what they're teaching, if that makes sense, right? So it's like, I'll teach you how to make 10K using your MC line in astrology, but the only way that that person has made 10K a month is because of that exact statement that they're making, calling people into this course. Do you see what's off about that? If they had made 10K a month for consistent months, you know, teaching being in integrity and then said, hey, you know, using my MC line helped with this, I'm also offering this course for that, then that checks out more. I have nothing against, and I just want to say this too, I have nothing against individuals who market with money when it's done from a really authentic place. There was someone I saw, and she got called out to shit for it. And it was very, very nice to see someone be humbled for this, to be quite honest with you, because it was so nice to see so many people awake and aware and discerning in her comment section. But she had said something along the lines of like spirituality this, manifestation that, 100K weeks. Okay, she put a plural on it. 100K weeks, I mean, listen, it's not impossible. It's really not. But the topic was misleading because she made 100K in 1 week for a launch, which is an incredible launch. I'm very proud of her for that on every level. It's incredible. It's beautiful. But she then goes to say that she doesn't make 100K every week. It was for one week in a launch, and that income lasts her, you know, X amount of months. And people in the comments were like, okay, well, like, that's not what your reel is saying. That's not the statement you made in the reel. The reel was, do this and you'll make 100K weeks. Not, hey, I did this and had a 100K launch in a week. You know, the latter would have been very, you know, based in integrity and authenticity, and the former that she was trying to promote it with was not. She got called out for it, and I hope that she does better. This one gets me. Astrologers and spiritual people who think every day, month, match is a portal. For example, 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, 4-4, 5-5, all the way through 12-12. Energetic portals happen twice a year. Twice a year. During 8-8, the Lion's Gate portal, which opens on July 26th and is open through August 11th or 12th, something like that. I think it's August 12th. When our planet aligns with Sirius B, really beautiful ninth dimensional planet. And then also on 11-11, November 11th through November 21st, when we align with Pleiades. Okay? Those are portals. Everything else is just really cute numerology, which is fine and great. We love good numerology. They're not portals. Please stop calling them that. Learn your terminology. This is what gets me. And this is why I often say in podcast episodes, this is semantics, or there's a technicality on this, or this is the right wording to use, because words have definitions and they're either right or they're wrong, or they have a technicality if they're somewhere in the gray zone, right? So not a portal. Learn your terminology when you're going to speak about things. So matter of factly, people who don't believe in karmic relationships, or people who believe that you don't choose your trauma, you chose it all. Sorry. For the most part, like I said, there are certain things that are violations of free will on this planet. And we'll have to talk about that at some point in an episode for sure. Again, people who say that manifesting is colonialist and white supremacist related, it's not. People who say that the energetic polarities of masculine and feminine are misogynistic and patriarchal. No, it literally predates, like I said, civilization. So red flag. And listen, I'm not for the gender conformity in society. I'm not. guys, I'm literally a woman in business. Trust me, I have really experienced the, honestly, hurdles that I didn't expect to kind of have. You know, there are men in this community who listen to this podcast who are following my Instagram. It's like an 85-15 ratio. They're 15% men. Gen Z and like younger millennial men are so incredible in the way that they approach me with so much professionalism and so much respect because they see me as a professional. But I have had some of the most outrageous, weird, flirty, hypersexualized kinds of messages that I know that I wouldn't receive if I was a man in business. And trust me, like I've had my hurdles in being seen as a professional. It's something, it's tough. In all honesty, it's something that I didn't expect to experience, and I did. And I was like, that's literally because I have a vagina and a pair of tits. Nice. Amazing. So when I say that, you know, divine feminine, divine masculine has nothing to do with patriarchy, it's because objectively it does not. What the patriarchy has done, has taken a very divine concept that is based off of very specific, unchangeable, universal laws that literally create the fabric of our universe, and have distorted it to fit their agenda of restriction, conformity, and right and wrong. There you go. People who are saying that high vibe and low vibe is patronizing. Guys, shut the fuck up. In a context, is it patronizing? 1000%. On an objective level, there is what is called low frequency and high frequency. Low vibrational frequency, high vibrational frequency. It's literally a fucking spectrum. Now, saying that, oh, you know, this person doesn't read Eckhart Tolle, they're so low vibe, fucking patronizing. Shut the fuck up too, right? But saying that anger is a low vibe emotion and a low frequency emotion is actually just a fact in quantum physics. Saying that love and peace are high frequency, high vibe emotions is also a quantum physics fact. The reality that you need to feel both of them to have a human experience, objective truth. Okay. So no, high vibe and low vibe is not patronizing. It's quantum physics. It's literally, it's physics. It's fucking physics. It's frequency. Like people's minds, people's egos. It's so funny to me. You know, it's just, it's cute. It's cute. It's cute. It's cute. It's cute. It's cute. Anyone who teaches you how to override someone's free will to manifest, so the whisper method, giving them crystals, putting spells on people, it's actually a crime against humanity. I've talked about this before. It's known as a violation of free will, and it is held accountable on both the earth and spirit side. Someone who doesn't want to be questioned, they expect loyalty and admiration for the fact that they are, quote, a spiritual guide. I find most of us who are actually in this field of work, and who have been and are viewed as guides and, you know, you know, the work that we do, we get, you can tell I'm starting to stumble in my words. We get very uncomfortable with it. Like it's still very weird to me. It's beautiful and I love getting your messages. I really do. But on a human level for me, it's like so weird to be attributed with so much admiration. Like it's interesting. So someone who seeks it, I think is, you know, anyway, I think my case in point is there. Like I said, red flag, someone who chose to be a guide rather than the role of being a guide, finding them. It's kind of related to the thing I just said before that too, but we've mentioned all of this. Someone who believes that everything is absolute. There are a few objective truths in this universe, like the universal laws of free will, the universal laws in general that apply. There are objective truths, but not everything is absolute, right? Not everything is absolute. A lot of things, the majority of things aren't absolute. If you meet someone and you work with them and they take credit for your progress, stating that you couldn't have done it without them, if a client says that to the mentor, the coach, the guide, amazing. If the coach, mentor, or guide says that to the client, run. I work with coaches, I work with mentors, I work with healers. And to be honest with you, there are a lot of things that I've been able to accomplish that I wouldn't have been able to without their help. Because I was struggling, I needed their support, I needed their guidance, right? But they've never said that to me and they don't view it that way. And anytime I see my client's success, I don't view it that way because at the end of the day, you're the one putting the work in. I'm supporting you in doing that. I'm showing up and helping you show up, but you are continuing to show up for yourself outside of the work that we do together, right? Outside of our 1 hour calls. So yeah, if they take credit for your progress, you tell them to go fuck themselves and you say, actually, I'm very capable and I'm going to go and prove that to you and to myself. Another red flag is someone who thinks they know more about another person's truth than the person themselves. So this is kind of like saying, like, I know more about that person's life than they do. That will never be true for anyone. Anyone who tells you or DMs you saying, I have a message from your ancestors or your twin flame or your soulmate. If you, even if you're not a medium, if your ancestors, if your soulmate, if your higher self has a message for you and you can't hear that message directly yourself, you'll get the nudge to go and seek a reading, whether that's on YouTube, whether from a reader, whether from myself or one of my colleagues or someone else in this world. You will feel guided to go to the right person who will be able to support you in relaying the message that you maybe aren't able to hear because you're not, you know, tuned into that channel essentially, right? Like a radio almost. So just remember that. On TikTok, those things that say you'll have bad karma if you don't like, share, whatever, or you'll get bad luck if you don't use this sound, you can use it in the drafts. That's not how karma works. It's all ego-based. I feel like everyone knows that's kind of bullshit, but anyway, just in case you didn't know. And then things like this message found you for a reason. No, it's the algorithm. I don't follow that kind of stuff. It's not on my For You page at all. My For You page is not spiritually inclined at all. It's very rare that something will pop up on my feed. It does sometimes. Actually, yesterday, I think something popped up and I was like, this is not for me, scrolling past. But again, they'll say, you know, someone who's authentic will say, hey, I have this message. Here's the theme of it. Tune in and discern if this is for you. I think that's really beautiful. And then people who use angel numbers to grab your attention when the message has nothing to do with the number. So they'll put like, 666 on the screen and say, you know, your soulmate has a message for you. And 666 is not typically related to that. There are other soulmate numbers that would be, you know, or angel numbers that would be more in tune with that frequency. 666 has more to do with balance between the physical or material and spiritual worlds. It has a lot to do with inner reflection and detaching from materialism. I'm just giving an example here, but I find that kind of very like kind of clickbaity. So those are some red flags that I have witnessed in this beautiful yet sometimes alarming field of spirituality. You guys have a lot of questions, and I'm starting to think that these questions need to go in another podcast episode. So I'm going to do them then and, you know, maybe create some. You guys gave me a lot of topic ideas. Actually, I super appreciate that. I'm always open to hearing requests on what you want to talk about. Just to be clear, I know sometimes you guys like me talking about certain conspiracies. I don't talk about anything low frequency. It's something that I used to inform about, you know, certain systems and elitist structures and realities that with that and aliens. Not that aliens are low frequency, but, you know, certain things that are happening on the planet with hoaxes and things like that. I don't like talking about that stuff anymore. I am in a space where I just don't feel like that's my role. So if you ask me questions that I don't feel like answering, I'm not going to answer them. I want to inform on the things that empower you to remember and regain your own soul's awareness and intuition, that empower you to make informed choices based off of your own free will and full knowledge and full scope of what you're getting into in this life and in this sphere of life. And so that's where we're gonna keep it. But I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I feel like I shared a good bit on, you know, what this new age spirituality is and how it's kind of toxic. It's really a disservice to the indigenous cultures too, who were completely wiped out in a genocide, several genocides over the last several hundred years. And now, you know, it's being repackaged as new age spirituality and getting so much shit wrong. Can just imagine the infuriation that comes from individuals of these beautifully spiritual cultures who are just, you know, seeing all of this unfold. So, that's just another note that I wanted to make just to bring that to your awareness, but use a lot of discernment, guys. Not everything you see online is right. If it doesn't feel right, don't take it. You know, it's okay. The thing is your beliefs are meant to support you. If you find something that doesn't support you, if something fills you with fear, is what I'm trying to say. If something fills you with fear and anxiety, it's probably not for you. You know, sometimes that's because you're not ready to hear something based off of where you're at in reality. And sometimes it's just because it's something that's completely wrong and it is a fear-based ideology that you don't need to absorb, right? So regardless of where you are in either of those kind of places, if something gives you anxiety and it gives you fear, don't take it. Reject it and move forward with your life and believe what empowers you without spiritually bypassing, without bypassing your trauma and, you know, not actually working through shit. Work through your shit, feel your feels, heal your trauma, go into the thick of it, emerge greater, brighter, and lighter. But take time to discern what you feel when you engage with content online. If it makes your stomach sink and your gut contract or your internal kind of energetic column contract within you, it's probably not resonant for you. If it makes you feel light and like energy is moving up and out of your chest, it's probably a really good feeling and it's something that your soul is really resonant with. So that all being said, that is the episode for this week. I am sure I have no idea what is coming out next week. We're just rolling with it. We're rolling with the punches. Is that an expression? I don't know. Anyways, I am going to let you go now. Enjoy the rest of your day. As usual, go be your divine self this week. You got this. I love you, and I will see you in the next episode.